Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The movie Saturday Night arrives during the SNL 50th anniversary season, which began September 28. The movie goes a long way towards burnishing the memory of the legendary show's early years and conveying the excitement, nuttiness, and talents of the original Not Ready for Primetime cast. By the way, the National Lampoon show, including John Belushi and Gilda Radner, performed, to the best of my knowledge, December 6, 1974 at the Roxy Theater, Northampton. Casting in the Saturday Night movie is remarkable. Gabriel LaBelle plays Lorne Michaels, SNL co-creator and producer. Corey Michael Smith plays Chevy Chase. Matt Wood plays John Belushi. Ella Hunt plays Gilda Radner. Dylan O'Brien plays Dan Aykroyd. Kim Matula plays Jane Curtin. Lamorne Morris plays Garrett Morris. And Emily Farron plays Lorraine Newman. It's a big cast. Each is excellent, and each gets his or her due in the spotlight to tell the rambunctious, chaotic, and fascinating opening night, October 11, 1975, tale of the show. The movie, laugh-out-loud funny with witty dialogue, off-color jokes, silly puns, and obnoxious send-ups, offers clever and apparently accurate insights into the business of making television shows. The sense is that of an actor's improv theater company. SNL, at its core, is live theater, sketch comedy filmed in real time. With a ticking digital clock on the screen and frenetic percussion on the soundtrack by John Batiste, the movie captures the tumult of 90 minutes leading up to that October 11, 1975 show premiere. It conveys the backstage antagonisms of Lorne Michaels and NBC executives, the challenge of replacing reruns of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, which ran in the 11:30 p.m. time slot that SNL took over, and it, pun intended, sketches out the cast rivalries and insecurities. Jason Reitman, Oscar nominee, picture, director, adapted screenplay for Up in the Air, and Oscar nominee for Juno as director, directs with a sure hand and no looking back at the wreckage wrought on opening night of SNL. Reitman co-wrote the screenplay for Saturday Night with Gail Keenan, an Oscar nominee, animated feature Monster House. In the movie Saturday Night, scenes whiz by, often underlit in brown tones with a 1970s cinema feel by director of photography Eric Steelberg, longtime Reitman collaborator. He zooms across and between scenes and along the warren of backstage corridors of the Rockefeller Center New York City studios. The dialogue is fast and sometimes unintelligible. The movie, Saturday Night, captures if not the innocence, then the bravado of the young cast. They may have been called the not ready for primetime players. Fortunately for them, and for us, they didn't know that or buy that. They were more than ready. It was television that wasn't ready for them. If you're a fan of Saturday Night Live and the many actors on the show who became famous, don't miss the movie Saturday Night. Saturday Night is MPAA rated R for language throughout, sexual references, some drug use, and brief graphic nudity. Opening November 1st. Here, rated PG-13. Robert Zemeckis directs Tom Hanks and Robin Wright in The Drama, a time-traveling story about generations of families, reunites the director and stars of Forrest Gump. The movie is based on the graphic novel of the same title by Richard McGuire. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.